This is a Pinball News production.
We have no idea where this is going to go, where it's going to lead to, but we got together and figured, hey, we haven't done this for a while. Let's try it again. So this represents Dennis and me and a million other people out there running around with our suit and ties on and our briefcases. Actually, do you own a tie?
No.
No, I don't either. But we're running around, and sometimes it feels like this. So somehow we ended up in Seattle this year in June. Jerry invited us out to speak at their pinball show at the Northwest Pinball and Game Room Show. Great group of people. If you haven't been to Seattle, I highly recommend it. They do a great job out there.
That was actually the first time that Greg and I have spent any time together in years. We haven't talked. He was in the video game business, and I was at Stern doing pinball games, and we kind of grew apart after a while. So it was great to see Greg again, because we always enjoyed working together and coming up with our wacky ideas. We kind of think alike.
More or less. So we met a lot of people in Seattle, and we heard a lot of interesting stories about what people are working on, what the enthusiasts are doing with pinball. And by the end of the weekend, I lost a lot of sleep Saturday night, because all of a sudden I had a lot of like ideas in my brain. And so by Sunday, when it was time to go home, we had breakfast at a place called the Cafe Mecca, right down the street from our hotel. And this is a very interesting place, because it's a bar and a breakfast place all in one. So you can like stay there all night and get loaded and then have breakfast, which is a great concept, you know, if you're into that. So we had a healthy breakfast. And we sat in the dark corner, you know, in the back, because of all these ideas in my brain. I didn't want anybody to hear us. So I basically leaned across the table, and I said, hey, Dennis, I got an idea. Oh, man, is that cheesy. Dennis liked it. He was like, yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah. He was into it. So we flew home. And yeah, we got there really fast because we brainstormed the whole way home. And it was like we got home in 20 minutes. It was like, so that basically that's what it felt like. So when we got home, we said, okay, we're not calling this Project X. Rob is. But that was good enough for this show. But we didn't know where we were going to go. But there was a couple weeks went by, and Dennis gave me a call. And I'm going to let Dennis take it at this point, because he had bought a game somewhere along the line, and he had this idea. So we're going to go from here.
So I bought this. I had this Continental Cafe game that I bought. And when it was delivered to me at Stern, the back glass broke. So I got it for a good price. But I just always liked the old Wayne Nyans and Roy Parker wood rail games. I think they're beautiful, and I think they're fun games. So that's why I picked it up. So Greg and I, when we were talking, we wanted to do some custom game. We wanted to customize an old game. We can't do solid state because we don't have programmers. We can't do sounds or music. So we thought we'd take an old EM game, add our own theme to it, and on that flight home, we came up with like 150. It's going to take us till we're 150 to do all these games if this works. But what we're doing is just customizing. It's just a one-off custom game based on an old EM game. So we're doing our own theme and our own cabinet design. Okay.
That's what we want to be. And Continental Cafe was also at the show downstate.
It was at that, I don't know if any of you were at that Cedarhurst show in Southern Illinois, but that's where I saw the game the first time. And
it was called Tilt, the Art of Pinball.
And that's the actual game right there.
So there it is, and we're in big trouble because Wayne is here, and you know, we're this could be interesting, but anyway.
So we don't know anything about EM games. So I got in contact with Team EM, and we found a guy here in Southern Illinois, Ken Walker, And we hauled the game down to his house because it didn't work, and I was afraid to plug it in because I didn't know what I was doing. So this is us unloading the game. Ken offered to work on it and get it working for us for nothing, or maybe a mention of his name on the game someday.
Is Ken here?
Yeah, is Ken? No, not here.
He was a little befuddled by the project.
And so was Dennis.
Even more so.
This is something interesting we learned. I didn't know this about. You kick the bottom to turn it off.
There's no on-off switch. Learn something new every day. And that shows all the scuff marks from all the years of people kicking the bottom of the game. There's a handwritten thing in the inside of the cabinet, 41356 or 58, it's hard to read, with somebody's initials. So somebody inspected the game at that point in time.
And finally it lives. Ken got it working without much trouble at all. Just a few glances at the schematic and adjusting a few relays, and there it was.
So, yeah, so that's the base of Project X, right? That's where we're going with this. Like I said earlier, we don't know where this is going to lead to. We don't know if it's going to lead anywhere. I think I told Ken Fedesna at one point in time recently that this is right now more of a object of art than it is an object of technology. But for now, we're going to pursue it, and we're just having fun in the process. So here's the pitch.
I've always been a fan of old fruit crate labels. There's a lot of visual things that I like, that I admire, and jukeboxes, fruit crate labels, beautiful art. So we thought, well, maybe we can do a game with this, because this, if we mix this graphics with old pinball Roy Parker type graphics, we thought we could come up with something pretty interesting.
Yeah, so between Roy Parker and George Millenton and that old styling, and then slightly more refined pinup art, we're kind of heading in a direction here. I've got some experience with art, and I guess something got caught there. It looks like. And Dennis,
I have experience with hammers.
Yeah, he's awesome with a hammer.
So we figured this is perfect for us.
And with fruit crates.
We both like melons.
Right. There's fruit. Always fruit involved with fruit crates. So basically, that all adds up to a game called Whoa Nelly, Big Juicy Melons. That's it. So it's sitting right there. You wanna go?
Do you wanna show the sketches
first?
Yeah,
okay, that's a good idea. So yeah, Dennis calls me and says, I got this idea. Take a look at this sketch. So this is Dennis's sketch.
Yeah, we went around and around with all the themes that we thought we could do, and we're having so much fun with all of these themes because we have no bosses telling us what we can and can't do. We have nobody telling us we can't put boobs on the game, and nobody telling us you got to take that out, you got to put this in. This is just us having fun doing all the things that we like to do. So I said, Greg, let's do a game, fruit crate labels, and we'll call it, I think I said, Sweet Juicy Melons. Yeah. We've changed the name several times. It's Sweet Juicy Melons or Ripe Juicy Melons or we finally settled on Big Juicy Melons, I think. So I did this sketch and sent it to Greg, and this is our starting point. So then Greg started on the back glass. So do you want me to show the cabinet first? So what this is, it's a work in progress. It's not finished. The front of the cabinet's not finished. The back box isn't built yet. But the cabinet looks almost exactly like that.
Yeah, when he called me out and said, you got to come out here, we got to talk about this, I was like, yeah, sure, I could do that. So the side cabinet art that you're going to see is still like a placeholder thing, that I'll do real artwork for that, but right now, best point is just a placeholder piece of art, and then the rest is, I mocked up the melons inside the crate and the Whoa Nelly thing. So
I designed it just to look like a bunch of fruit crates stacked up. So I haven't built the back box yet. This cabinet's all built out of new wood that I distressed to look like old wood. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do with the front. I took the Continental Cafe cabinet and just cut it down so I could get a square cabinet, and then that opened up a big can of worms with the ball serve trough. And I'm going to have to change that and reroute that. I repositioned this playfield backstop. I had to chisel new grooves in because now it becomes perpendicular instead of at an angle like this. This is Greg's art on the front, on the bottom. And the back box is going to look like an old fruit crate, too, with Greg's artwork on it.
And Dennis told me this week that some of this wood that he's been using, he had available, and there's some kind of a wasp in your neighborhood that was burrowing.
Oh, and there's carpenter bees that built drilled holes through this side over here.
But don't worry, they're under control. They're gone.
I killed most of them. I don't think any of them will come out now.
But it's kind of like a real fruit crate then, you know? So anyway... This is a very early sketch of the back glass. Very early, very preliminary. I told Dennis, this is the equivalent of me standing up here with my pants down around my ankles. I really don't want to show people this yet. And he said, no, we got to show them. So this is the equivalent of the very first rough sketch. And if you were here for Gary Stern's comments today, he mentioned something about, you know, cleavage and that kind of stuff, TNA, and well,
there's no cleavage there.
That's right. So,
and I insisted on the pickup truck,
and that's my friend's flatbed truck. He lives up in Wisconsin, so I was taking pictures of his flatbed.
But we have the Roy Parker like people. Everybody's smiling, the Roy Parker like people in the background. I just think this is great. We're just having so much fun with this. We're calling our company the Whiz Bang Pinball Company. So Greg came up with Packed and Stacked by Whiz Bang Pinball Company. Vine ripened and hand picked. Yeah, Greg didn't want to show this sketch, but I just wanted to show the direction we're taking and what we're working on.
Dennis, what's the collie's name?
Can anybody guess the dog's name? Melancholy.
Now you know why I asked Dennis.
And what's the girl's name?
I forget.
Melanie. Greg thinks her name is Nellie,
it's
but I
Nellie.
Think her name is Melanie.
That's funny. So these are some of the pictures we took as, you know, we moved along. I don't know if you want to mention about the bottom cabinet.
Well, that's just the beginning of the base cabinet, and I planed down some wood to make the slats, and then this is the kind of woodworking I love, because you don't have to be neat, you don't have to be careful, you just... You just beat the hell out of it and stain it. And
with that hammer that you had in the earlier shot.
Yeah.
And this is Dennis applying the decal ever so gingerly.
This is just a label that we got off the internet, so it's real low res, but it just shows you the idea of
what
we're doing. What? That's a real label.
At least we know our audience, huh? And that's what the slats put on. And that's Project X. So that's it. I mean, that's where we're at. It's very early. And, you know, there's more to come. We have cabinet decals, but I know Larry's going on. So we probably should move along. 10 minutes, so we could breeze through these. All right. Rob says breeze through these. So Dennis can talk.
Hello. Just details of the cabinet construction. That's after I cut the side down. I clamped a board on it so I could get a nice straight cut. Sanded down the cabinet. And I didn't feel bad about doing this because the back glass was broken anyway. So that's the start. It was nice and sunny and warm when I was doing that then. And this is how I, this is the playfield backstop, and I've had to, since I cut it down, I had to put in new playfield support rails, re-chisel the groove for the back support. That's where the old groove was. And this is after I've added some of the trim and beat up the back of the cabinet a little bit. And this is where I had to replace my front deck. It was cedar, but I couldn't throw all the wood away because I just can't throw away a piece of wood. So I cut down strips from the cedar 2x6s, and then I hit them with a torch. And what that does is it burns away the soft summer grain and leaves the hard winter grain, so you get a nice ridged, worn feeling that way. And after I torched it, I don't know if these are all in sequence, but it had a lot of contrast, a lot of burn spots. So then I went through, I put a light stain on it, and then after that I went over it with a darker walnut stain to even everything out. But you can see all the dents and bumps and stuff in the wood, and you can see the gravel area down there, and I just put the boards on the ground and stomped all over them to get them aged like that. Well, the gravel gives you more variation. That's what it looked like finished, and then I attached it to the cabinet.
That's it.
So that's it.
That's where we are.
Starting with you. First question. So are your plans to redo the artwork on the playfield too, eventually? And then will there be legs on there, or this stands as the... Okay.
You play in our world. So I'm thinking it's solid. It should take a nice hit, you know?
So where do you see this piece going to? Is it more to a home or to an actual business, or who knows?
We don't know.
A wealthy collector.
David.
Question for Greg. Do you know your pinup artist and do you have a favorite? Any favorite pinup artist?
Oh, man, you got me off the... I don't, unfortunately, can't bring them to mind right now. But that one that was up there is definitely up in the top realm. But yeah,
it's really hard doing research for pinups on the internet. I just searched
absolutely
pinups to find, to send to Greg.
Yeah, when do you expect completion, and when you do, will you please bring it here to Expo?
When we finish it, we will bring it to Expo. Oh God, I hope we have it done by next year.
Yeah. The guys out in the show out in San Rafael, they're already talking to us to get it shipped out there. So yeah, it's going to be done in 2010. We're going to make sure it gets done by 2010 at some point in time. We just don't know when. So yeah, we'll definitely bring it around when it's done and show it off and everything.
Are there any plans to redesign the playfield or just leave it the way it is?
Oh no, the playfield is going to be completely stripped and redesigned.
No, not redesigned.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Re-arted.
Yeah, re-arted. Yeah. Yeah, there was a question earlier today somebody had if we were going to, if Dennis was going to completely redo the design.
On this first project, no. I mean, if this works out and we can sell this, we'd eventually like to get to that point where we redesign an EM game, but we'd really like to get to the point where we can do a solid state game.
So people give you the theme and you'll build something for a client?
We would do that, too.
Yeah, we would do that, too. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Put your face on it.
This is really blue sky. We, you know, like I said, we keep saying we don't know where it's going to go, but we're doing this one, and we're going to see how much it costs. We're going to see how much time sink it is, and then we're going to go from there. We do have posters available just as a teaser poster for sale later on, and we can autograph them and stuff like that if you're interested, even though it's not really a game yet, but we have that available if you're interested. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
How much time do you guys have involvement right now?
Wow, that's a good question.
I
keep telling Dennis, mark down your time so we can have we know about how much time we're putting into this. My guess is I've probably got 80 hours or something like that into it. You know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that. But a lot of brain spinning. You know, a lot of just ideas. So, anybody else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thanks again, and
thanks.
We'll have the cabinet out on the floor, right? Or no?
Yeah, if we can find a place to put it, I...
And we'll be out there too at some point in time. All right. Thanks.